But, mastering his emotion, he half calmly rose, and as he quitted the cabin, paused for an instant, and said, "Thou hast outraged, not insulted me, sir. But for that I ask thee not to beware of Starbuck. Thou wouldst but laugh. But let Ahab beware of Ahab. Beware of thyself, old man."
"He waxes brave, but nevertheless obeys. Most careful bravery, that," murmured Ahab, as Starbuck disappeared. "What's that he said? Ahab, beware of Ahab. There's something there."
Then, unconsciously using the musket for a staff, with an iron brow he paced to and fro in the little cabin. But presently the thick pleats of his forehead relaxed, and returning the gun to the rack, he went on deck.
"Thou art but too good a fellow, Starbuck," he said lowly to the mate.
Then, raising his voice to the crew,
"Furl the t'gallant sails, and close reef the topsails, fore and aft. Back the main yard. Up, Burtons, and break out in the main hold."
It were perhaps vain to surmise exactly why it was that, as respecting Starbuck, Ahab thus acted.